Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
Julie Chen's emotional goodbye on The Talk, and Eminem makes YouTube history. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Speaking of Eminem, his stands are savage.
Wait, he has your sports.
And the Red Sox get pushed further and further away from that AL East.
But first, well, there is a lawsuit accusing Steve Wynn and his company of lying and covering up misconduct to win the casino license in Everett. The lawsuit was filed in Boston's federal court and says that Sterling Suffolk Racecourse would have won the license over Wynn Resorts if there had been an honest competition. Sterling says that Wynn fixed the application process and concealed Wynn's longstanding pattern of misconduct as a sexual predator. Wynn denies the allegation.
It's okay. Listen, I'm from Everett. It's a very corrupt city when it comes to politics.
Damn.
So that's okay?
Yeah, he's fitting right in.
It's like, you don't want to be honest around here. Let's be honest. Every politician.
Well, as expected, Julie Chen formally announced that she's leaving The Talk. She said she's leaving to be at home with her husband, Les Moonves, who's accused of sexual misconduct, and also their young son. She also got emotional thanking the fans, cast, and crew.
I want to thank you, the viewers, for allowing me into your home every day. It was a privilege that I will forever be grateful for. I send you my love. I will miss you all. Very, very much.
On to the next one.
Well, she says she will continue hosting Big Brother, although the show's finale is next week. But yeah, there's no, at this point, there's no, they
have. Did she have to leave that show?
She chose to leave.
Okay.
Yeah. Eminem makes YouTube history. His Killshot diss track has the largest debut of any hip-hop song in the history of YouTube. So the official audio of Killshot got a record 38.1 million views on YouTube in the first 24 hours of its release on Friday. It now has over 79 million views, and it's also the third highest debut of any song in the site's history.
So that means he won. That means he 100% won.
If you're going by that, then yeah, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, you got to have some sort of metrics in this whole thing.
All right, here's Melissa with the juice.
Okay, Nikki Bella is dating again, guys, after she and John Cena broke up. You know, they tried to make it work, but they couldn't make it work. And Nikki recently told Us Weekly she is back in the dating world. But newsflash, guys. It sucks. Gee, Nikki, could have told you that myself. She says, it's kind of boring. Now tell me how you interpret this quote.
Yeah.
It's kind of boring in the dating life. But other than that, it's been a lot of fun.
That means that the dates, the dinners, and the movies or whatever they do sucks. But
the sex is good.
But it's fun to have sex with different dudes.
Right.
Okay.
I'm just out here.
That's how you interpret that?
Pebbles, I'm with you. I didn't get that.
How'd
either,
you interpret it?
I didn't. That's why I was asking you guys.
Well, it just made no sense.
It doesn't make any sense.
It's fun, but it sucks.
Like Romero said, it's boring, but I'm out here having a good time, bouncing around from different guy to different guy.
Well, in regards to John Cena, she says they tried working on their relationship, but they figured they couldn't move forward. And after soul searching, they decided to part ways. Now, anybody who plans on faking a pregnancy with Drake, you better think twice. Remember that girl? And you guys might not remember this story because this was kind of like under the radar. Last year, she claimed that Drake knocked her up in England. Her name's Layla Lace. She went public saying Drake got her pregnant and stopped responding to text messages once she told him that she was pregnant. And Drake apparently had called her bluff and said, okay, let's do a paternity test. She refused. And then after that started saying, well, Drake raped me. So she was legit out there just to like...
You have money.
And you lost me at Layla Lace.
Well, Drake is now suing her for civil extortion, emotional distress, fraud, defamation, and abuse of process, and seeking unspecified damages. Mm-hmm. And Machine Gun Kelly is losing big time, as we just mentioned earlier, as Pebbles mentioned, to Eminem in this whole battle they got going on, even to the point where, let's do the booed video first. So Machine Gun Kelly, apparently, he got booed at one of his shows recently.
That's very loud.
And that's at his show.
That's at Machine Gun Kelly's show during his performance. But did he really get booed? So after this video got posted to Instagram, Machine Gun Kelly commented underneath it, hashtag post the real footage, hashtag fake news, insinuating that some Eminem stans actually edited booze into the original video.
Yeah.
Which, after doing some digging, he was right. Here's the actual video.
I believe it. I mean, that first one sounds like he was at a sold-out arena. It's Machine Gun Kelly.
Right. However, really quickly on the other side of it. So remember the video that the picture that went viral of Machine Gun Kelly that was standing in front of a crowd, everybody holding up the middle finger?
Yeah.
And he had on the t-shirt of Eminem's cover art?
Yeah.
With, like, the scope?
Yeah.
So that picture was set up. So Machine Gun Kelly got called out because the people that were in the crowd, he was opening up for Fall Out Boy. So it was a Fall Out Boy audience.
Yeah.
He told them, everybody do me a favor and put up your middle finger. And when he was doing that, he had a jacket on. So no one could see the shirt. Nobody knew what he was asking them to do. He turned around, took the jacket off, had the t-shirt on, and took the picture. So nobody knew what they were doing with when they were holding up the middle finger.
Right,
so
right,
he
right,
set
right.
the whole thing up. So it's like, everyone's trying to manipulate stuff. Like, what can you believe now at this point?
I believe that Eminem won.
Right.
He destroyed him on YouTube.
Here's Wiggy with sports.
All right. There's been some reports out there. Now, this is not true. Antonio Brown, receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, is not on the trading block. I know everybody was hoping that this guy was out there because after their loss against Kansas City, there was a former Pittsburgh Steelers employee who said that Antonio Brown wouldn't be nothing without Ben Roethlisberger. So AB was like, yo, trade me then if you don't believe it. Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, could they be headed to a divorce? Well, there's a new book out there that's saying that Tom Brady is afraid that Bill Belichick wants a divorce. And I don't buy it one bit. The book is called Bill Belichick. It's the making of the greatest football coach of all time. And there's just a bunch of stuff in the book that says, you know, Brady was upset with him talking about his age and his contract. I find it all to be hogwash. So don't buy into it one bit. These guys are fine and everything will be all right. And the Red Sox, they lose to the Yanks last night, 3-2. Magic number to clinch the AL East is still 2. Game 2 tonight at 7:05 p.m. So that is your sports.
Cloudy, slight chance of rain today. 66 for your high. Partly cloudy tonight. Temperatures in the high 50s and partly cloudy again tomorrow. 66 for your high. It's currently 65 degrees.